Guys, I am scared out of my mind. I don't know what to do. There are 300 probable cases of the pig flu, and one confirmed in my area. I don't know if I can go outside. I'm just crippled by fear, and I don't know what to do. Can you please help me? Help me, please.
This is the Grapes of Rad, show number 32.
Thought I'd deuce.
Ben Parsons. And that dude is Aaron Mason.
Hello, Ben. Hey, I want to come right out the gate with something.
Bring it.
Because this week, something happened that has never happened before, show related. And
yes.
I thought it was awesome.
Do tell.
You know, we have a billion ways for people to contact us. We have the voicemail and the website, and there's contact forms and the Twitter and the this and the that and the that. And these dudes got a hold of me through Twitter. They were stumbling around Twitter, and they found the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they sent me an email through the site. Perfect strangers. We have no idea who they are. But they're two dudes that do their own podcast. They just started.
What's it called?
It's called Two Guys Being Animals.
That's...
And I listened to it, and it's great. And they had the nicest things. They repped us on their latest show.
Sweet.
And they had the nicest things to say about us. And we've been emailing back and forth. And I don't know. Listener, finish this show. And then go to... I even put... You know, we have on our About page.
Yeah.
We have things that people have said about us. I put it something that they said, and there's a
quotable
link.
Quotes.
There's a link to their potent potables, Alex. There's a link to their site.
Oh, they've got a site.
Yeah, they have a site, and they're tearing it up. But it's a great show. They're similar to us in that it's two dudes kind of talking about stuff, and they're funny, and they seem like pretty smart dudes, and. Genuinely, really, really nice guys. I've been emailing with one of them back and forth, and we've kind of been talking about stuff. So, listener, if you're into the podcast, which I hope that you are, because you're listening to us, check out Two Guys Being Animals. They're on iTunes, and we'll have a link on our site.
Nice.
Maybe several links on our sites.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to start with that, because they said some really, really nice things about us, and I think they have a great show as well. And
we need to... create alliances, West Coast alliances,
yes.
so that we're ready when the East Coast versus West Coast nerdy podcaster war happens, like happened in hip hop, kind of. But
yeah. But it's going to be like us against Brooklyn hipsters,
tasty white guys.
Like, yeah.
How? I wonder if you'll be able to tell just by sight which crew is from which coast.
Oh, absolutely.
How would that break down?
Nike high tops. I'm going to say Brooklyn's got the monopoly on the Nike high tops,
right,
whereas we tend to do the more flannel type woolly beard,
more hippie.
Indie hipster type thing.
We look a little more like truckers.
Yes, a little bit.
Neither one of us really looks like a trucker, though.
No.
So I don't know if that's going to... Also, you have... I believe those are... Is that...
that's Ben Folds 5 on my
is
shirt.
Is that the Beastie Boys? I believe they're from...
Yeah, yeah. Hipsters love them some Beastie Boys. Who can quote the Dalai Lama more? It's going to be exciting. We should have like an Olympics. Hipster Olympics.
Tight ass Olympics. Yes,
yeah.
yes.
How's your week been, Ben?
Dude.
I want to know.
I have been sick.
Because, you sound a little under the weather.
I continue to be sick. I'm finally feeling like my nose, it's like noon, and I can finally breathe through my nose a little bit. So
Sweet.
This is a good stepping stone for me today. This is probably the best I'm going to feel all day. I've had a cold. I went to school all week, even though I was sick, because I had like some tests and things going on that I really needed to be there for.
Oh, yeah.
So that kind of sucked. And then everybody's giving me these looks like, why are you here if you're that sick? Like, are you trying to kill everyone?
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, yeah.
I hate you guys.
I'm in community college. I'm doing my part to weed out the the stupid caribou from the herd.
Surplus population.
Seriously, if we worked by natural selection,
oh, God.
People that ate people would go to community college and eat the dumb.
It's ripe.
I was also wondering earlier this week why there has never been, to my knowledge, an afternoon of the living dead, or possibly a brunch of the living dead. I love the zombie movie. I was sitting down to watch a version of Night of the Living Dead that I had never seen. You know, there's like 10 Night of the Living Deads that Romero's done.
Yeah.
This is like one of the mid-80s ones. And I fell asleep, which is not a good sign.
No.
But not scary. But I was like, wait, what about the afternoon of the living dead? You know?
I think they burn easily.
What about...
It's like...
Spring break of the living dead.
Now that...
What? What about...
Woo!
You can't do a body shot off that guy because he's just a torso.
No, he's perfect for body shots because he's just a torso. That's what we use.
He can't push
we
you
use
away.
Gary over there for body shots. He's perfect. He's just midsection. He can't grab you to bite you. We could go places with this. I like it.
We are.
Sounds like an internet short. Yeah.
Show number 32, dude.
32. It's
older than me.
Is the oh?
We've surpassed my age.
It's a milestone.
And showness.
How very exciting! I'm really excited. Can I say exciting 5 times in a row?
I'm excited that you're excited.
I am. Been working long and hard lately on the voicemail how-to special.
Yes.
Yes.
I got to see the script.
Ben saw a little bit of the script.
There's a script.
There is a script. Our friend Chrissy who is from England, is kind enough. She's going to come over on Tuesday and record some of the absolutely ridiculous things that I'm going to try and get her to say.
It's going to be so great.
And thank you, Chrissy, for doing that. But hopefully, if I don't have too much going on midweek, I'm going to try and get it out Wednesday. Wednesday night. Perhaps, maybe Thursday morning, we'll see. But we had this influx. You guys, we have, how
slow
great.
Slow clap right here.
We have the great.
I got kind of gay at the end.
At the end?
No, I mean.
Oh. Oh. There's been a lot of genital talk on the show lately.
Yeah, I just. I don't know.
Our poll was exploding on the website. Like, we had a stupid ass poll. People, you guys are great. I was saying, you guys who listen to this show, and those of you who contribute are just stellar. Like, we have some great, great content. And if I can take a second to talk about the upcoming special,
seriously,
there's a lot. We got like, I don't know, 18. How to's, and I'm just trying to keep this special to like 25 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't use all of them
this week,
but I know what it's like when we ask you to do something and you don't know what we're talking about. I know examples are helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see what happens. I've tried to pick a good representative sample because people called in with all kinds of different ideas.
It's quite diverse.
It's very diverse, and it's stellar, and it's funny, and informative, and you guys are badass. So congratulations on being the greatest listeners in the world.
You keep us going, y'all.
Y'all.
It's like if we were in the Iraq, and you were sending us letters that had American flag stamps on them, that would help us to get out of bed in the morning.
It would.
In the Iraq.
And maps and the Iraqs and maps and Iraqs and
we should get that lady on the show,
dude. We should. We need to have guests.
Do we? Mm. Are we ready for that?
Ha!
Can we handle that? I feel like we can barely host each other.
I know.
Like, I've been imagining
this hack job.
Been thinking about doing a phone interview of somebody.
Yeah, you've been talking about that a lot.
And what it would actually be like. And I'm just worried that I'll just talk the whole time. I'll be like, yeah, and then when you did this, that was so awesome. And then I love this book and this movie, and I loved, and what's your website again? Oh, yeah. And then and they're just like, Like, I'm the first guest you've ever had, aren't I?
We should have practice guests. We should have listeners volunteer to be our practice guest.
Ooh.
I like that.
And then if it's awesome, we splice it into the show.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
Training.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I trust the listener.
Hey.
Yo.
My dad's out of the hospital.
Nice!
Array update.
Excellent.
He's back home in Shelton. And let me tell you what this is like.
Uh-huh.
There are numerous Clint Eastwood movies where, also, it sort of happens in a lot of Westerns and just movies about a hero in general. But to set the stage really well, let's go Clint Eastwood, spaghetti Western.
I like it.
The guy gets shot up in the opening scenes. He gets shot like 7 times.
Sure.
And they think he's dead, so they leave him. But then he crawls over and he gets some water out of the ditch. And then he slowly recovers.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, he's even more of a badass.
Yes.
So my dad just got to the horse trough.
Yes.
He's drinking some water.
Yes.
And he's preparing to come back and destroy his adversaries.
I'm going to pour you a sarsaparilla.
That's right.
That's what we're going to do.
That's right. He hasn't put the spurs back on yet, but he's crawling toward them in desperation.
Is he moving around?
My voice is so bad, dude. I feel like a hardcore smoker. Desperation.
Yeah.
In a world ruled by chaos.
Dude, that is stellar right now.
That's as low. I can't. I sing better when I have a cold.
Yeah,
does that happen to you?
Lower. My lower register is more solid.
I can hit the notes more clearly somehow. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
Maybe it's because, like, my sinuses are jammed with shit. And so I'm like a dolphin, and I'm like using echolocation. Like,
you're bouncing. What you're doing is your lungs are shot too. So perhaps you're breathing more from your diaphragm.
Hmm.
And you are attempting to open up. And since your sinuses are all clogged, you're voice is reflecting off the roof of your mouth and projecting out, like, is proper singing style.
Like, now that I'm sick,
nerd alert,
check this out.
I wish you would step out from that ledge, my friend. Cut ties, not lies, stupid. I would understand.
See?
Way better.
Way better.
Hey Aaron, it's your sister again. What's up? Call it from the armpit of the United States, better known as the Dirty Jurors. But hey, I was calling because I heard you guys chatting away about midgets. So I wanted to let you, or actually I told you a while ago, but tell everybody else my story with midgets. And that's when I was, I don't know, about 18, working at the Clarion Hotel / Elephant Castle in Cherry Hill. And they had Midgets of America staying for the weekend. And they were crazy. I remember a couple of the guys sitting on the bar stools trying to get the other waitresses to sit on their laps and smacking their asses. And I go over to the cigar lounge and I could see the lobby from there, and there were two midgets climbing up the palm tree. And yeah, they just got a little too drunk and out of hand, and they wanted a party, and I told them I couldn't because I had a job and I'd probably get fired if I did. And that was probably my most memorable moment with midgets. So anyway, hope you enjoyed that story and everyone else who's listening. Love you guys. See ya. Bye.
I don't know. I know what I do know is that we have a vastly intelligent listener.
True.
I would like to point out, however, that the listener, not all of the listener, may understand that the songs that you put along with the things that are happening,
yes,
are picked for a reason of context. That is not because we think Blink-182 is the best band ever. Although, it's a very catchy and good song.
Sure.
It came out during a great...
I play quite a few songs that I don't really like.
It's a summertime song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it says all the small things. It's not because we don't listen to music and we're completely out of it. We have no idea what's going on. Here's why. It's because as a dude, it's your job in the dude hierarchy,
okay,
to be able to start singing a song about any topic that comes up,
yes,
in conversation,
yes,
at any point.
Yes.
I mean, someone can be talking about fixing their sink, and it's your job as the dude to start singing about it.
Hmm.
Sometimes it takes longer than
that. Nothing about fixing a sink.
That was the worst.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if we keep thinking about it, we'll be able to think of one where the word sink is in a song, but it's in relationship to, like, the lone...
There's an old Fountains of Wayne song about the ocean is big and blue, I want to sink to the bottom with you.
The ocean is big and blue, I just want to sink to the bottom with you.
See, that's...
probably...
actually...
you'd sink with Ty in that way.
If you can recognize, as a dude... the fact that you don't have a song in your repertoire of the literal basin involved in the conversation, then you can go to the next level,
mm-hmm,
and use the similar sounding sink as a verb to establish yourself and your dudeness in the dude hierarchy.
I don't think I've ever played a song that wasn't there for a purpose. There's always...
you see, listener? Here's a little inside info for you.
I could talk about this production nerd stuff.
We
all
don't
day.
Want. This is one of the things I like about a local talk show called TBTL. Since we're repping other shows.
Oh yeah.
This fine Saturday.
It is nice.
What they're doing is, and I love this. They're establishing their own culture around the show. They have their own vocabulary, which is kind of what we have.
Hey.
And
yeah,
they have all their own kind of inside jokes. But it's not in an exclusive way. They want everybody to know what the jokes are,
hmm,
and become a kind of a part of the mothership.
Hmm.
And I like that about them, because at first you'll be like, what the hell is going on in this show? But it's not in like that snobby way, like you're not cool enough to hang out with us.
Yeah.
It's like, we want you to know, listener, that all the songs are picked for a reason.
Yeah, we're two of the
you
least cool people that
destiny.
We know. So we're definitely not.
You have been chosen.
I just want to sink to the bottom with you. I just want to sink to the bottom with you.
That last voicemail was my sister.
Oh, yeah.
And it's true. She was working at this hotel. She called them Midgets of America, which is what they it's what they used to be called.
Really?
They're the little people of America now.
I was going to say that, but I thought, no.
Yeah. And they were having a conference. And so it was a hotel filled with little people. And I love people of short stature because they know how to throw down. And you get a group of them together and it is buck wild. And like midgets were hanging from trees in the lobby.
That's I feel like perfect. there's this sort of immunity. Like, I am not going to be arrested for drunk and disorderly because
yes,
I'm 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
I'm just
going
to do whatever shit
possible
comes to mind.
Yes!
I'm going bananas.
I love midgets. I'm not...
You're reminding me of a story. A friend of mine shared about one of these conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Listener Rusty, who's listening from northern Thailand.
True.
Who has called the voicemail. Him and his buddy heard, I don't know how they heard, on the radio, or they heard from somebody that there was one of these conventions going on, and they drove, like, quite a ways.
Is this in Thailand?
To try to get to it. No, this is in the States.
Okay,
I think
okay,
the convention was in Portland.
Okay.
And they were over here somewhere. So they drove, like, a couple hours to get there, and they get there, and, like, thinking that they'll be able to just, like, pay the fee and attend the conference or whatever, and it's like, no, you're both, like, 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
And so this is how Rusty
Rusty's
is.
Rusty's like 6'2", maybe.
This is how Rusty is. He doesn't just turn around and leave.
Of course not.
He walks over to where the catering people are going in. They fully, like, sneak in as food service people,
Stop
dude.
It.
Fully Fight Club, like, put on the outfit and carrying food
no.
in. They totally get into this thing as, like, fake food service people.
What?
And then there's just midgets running around everywhere. I'm surprised you've never heard that.
No!
That's so awesome.
Oh, man!
He's one of those guys, Rusty's one of those guys that that can do stuff like that.
Rusty one time was stuck on the tarmac.
Oh, my God.
In an airplane, and there was this long delay, and the captain kept coming over the speakers like, hey, we're really sorry, and I guess he started coming out and like, I'm really sorry, guys, I wish we could make this. And Rusty puts his hand up and he's like, how about some pizzas?
Hey!
And they got, like, 30 pizzas delivered to this plane on the tar... Like,
the pilot whipped out a cell phone. It's just like, that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Dials it up. Everyone's like...
Dominoes.
They open the door,
yeah!
And the dude hands the pizzas in from the runway. And people are, like, applauding. Like,
this is a large commercial jet.
And this is the difference between myself and people like Rusty, my brother, or Daniel,
yeah,
or Phil.
Yeah.
If I suggest something on a plane, I get shot in the back of the head by the air marshal. It's taken as a threat. I used to go to a small credit union in Shelton.
Yes.
The Simpson Employees Federal Credit Union.
Very nice.
And it was kind of cool because it's a really small town, small bank. So, like, for a while, they knew my account number. I didn't even have to write it down.
Oh,
they'd just
wow.
be like, hey, Ben, how's it going? What can I get you?
Wow.
You know, whatever. And my brother and I go in to cash our paychecks, and he's in front of me in line.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, and the lady, the one lady, you know, the teller gets an opening, and he walks over there. And,
sure.
Hey, how's it going? You know, and she's laughing and joking, and they're having a great time. I'm just like, how does he do this? Like, this lady's day is getting better just because my brother's, like, cashing his check.
I know.
And so he goes right through, and then so her thing's open again. And so I go up to her, and I'm like, trying to...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, hey, how's it going? And she's just like... Like, if there was a thought bubble over her head, it just said, fuck you, dude. Like, I don't know what you're doing here. What do you need? Like she couldn't say it because she was working.
Yes.
But something about me made her angry slash depressed.
I get that, too.
This just happens to me everywhere I go. Like, I'll try to be nice to people who are, like, food service people, and most of the time they're just like... I quit trying after a while because it just
never, disheartening.
Never worked.
Maybe we could tell a Shelton story this week. Your brother
called,
left a message that involves trying to write a check.
Solid.
We were in Shelton once, using the restroom at the gas station. Yeah, so we're there, we're waiting outside it, and these guys in this big truck pulled up, and they said, you boys are in Shelton, so beware.
So, you guys are the first one that I'm telling this. It's about 11 o'clock on Thursday morning. And I went into the county, this is Daniel, by the way, to go pay my property taxes. And I got sick this morning. I was vomiting and diarrheaing and something wrong with my system. I don't know if I'm just stressed out because I'm taking over the biz, but anyway, so I went in to go pay my property taxes, $1,261.25, and I don't I'm pretty sick, so I haven't eaten anything this morning. It's 11 o'clock. I haven't had my coffee, so I go to fill out the check to Mason County Treasurer, right? So I do the, I was just going to do Mason Co., right? So C-O. So I did a C, and then I made the O super teeny, like right up to the right-hand side of the C, so you could barely see it for some reason. And I think it's because I'm kind of out of it. And then I kind of laugh, and I go, oh, sorry, this is going to look really weird because, you know, there's a small C, but I'm going to write out county. So then the next three letters are U-N-T. And the lady behind the counter starts laughing because I just spelled out cunt.
If I had done that,
uh-huh,
the police would have been called. I would have been charged with some kind of like verbal assault or something. I don't know.
Oh, Daniel.
What happens to Daniel? She just starts laughing.
Starts laughing.
He probably got, she was probably like, you know what? Let's just take $200 off that. Just lower your tax a little bit.
It's incredible.
It's great that we have your sister and my brother on the voicemail this week.
Yes. Oh, yeah. How about that?
It's a family affair.
Oh. I almost started saying that, and I'm like, I'm not going to want to play that song. So I didn't.
See?
And then.
Dudeness?
Yeah, dudeness.
Established.
High right now. I got to tell you, last week you told your Olympia story about the small aircraft that crashed into the portable toilets and potentially saved this pilot's life.
Yes.
I saw that on like BBC.
Really?
Yeah. It's nice. traveling the world. Nice. People love stories of crashing into toilets.
Well, crashing a small plane and living, it ain't easy.
No.
And
it's much like pimping.
We should make a song about it. I'm assuming it's not easy. I mean, there's no airbag. You know,
that
I
is
mean,
true. Yeah, that's true.
Some pieces of metal and
it's like a motorcycle. They figure if you're going out, you're going out.
You're done.
Sorry.
You're done. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Except for there's a bunch of fuel, not like a half a gallon.
Right.
Well, except for this guy probably didn't have any. I guess that was his problem. If you're gonna crash a small plane, what are the rules? Aim for something cool. Also, make sure you're out of gas so that you don't burst into flame on impact.
There was just a flight that an Asiana flight, I think, to Korea that left SeaTac. Perhaps this. I think it was this past week, and they were having some engine trouble, and they had to dump all their fuel into the Puget Sound.
Nice.
And then make an emergency landing, and all the hippies are up in arms because they've just dumped thousands of gallons of jet fuel.
What is that like?
Into the water.
When you're like fishing and it's just like, I guess it wouldn't come down like in a huge pile, right? Like it would probably kind of mist out and, but I mean, jet fuel is some noxious, toxic shit.
Yeah, like, man.
Like you're out there just smoking, fishing, unemployed, the economy's rough.
Yeah.
Got a nibble.
Ooh.
And then all of a sudden you're like, and then, and everything's black and on fire.
Merle.
Just for a second.
What the hell just happened? Speaking of death, talking about dying, some Deathpool news this week.
Yes.
I am very happy to say that one of my picks pulled through.
Well played, sir.
In a way.
Well played.
And you are now listening to the first place, the current leader of the pack of two in the Death Pool. Very excited. Daryl, son of a bitch, has had 42 points, and everyone else has had zero for months now. And B. Arthur died last week, and so there was...
Yep. Well, she only would have been like 2 points.
But, yeah,
but it would have been better than just one...
I know.
One person on the board,
but
for crying out loud.
Star-buying listener Sean had her on his bench, which is very sad. But Dom DeLuise, the very funny, corpulent Dom DeLuise.
Nice, dude.
Thank you. He bit it, and he was 75, which is that's pretty good, because the scoring system is based on how far you are from 100.
Yeah.
So I get 25 points, and nobody else had him, so... I get the 20-point unique bonus, which puts me at 45, 3 points ahead of Daryl.
Out front.
Holla!
Daryl, please call the voicemail and let us know how you feel about this turn of events.
Yes.
Was this orchestrated in some way by the management of Grapes of Rad?
Jamie has a conspiracy theory.
Was this a setup? Was this a second story job? How did he die? What were the circumstances?
Poison and pudding is what I've heard so far. I poisoned his pudding. That seems to be the lead rumor.
Didn't... Oh, I thought you were just speaking metaphorically when you said the proof is in the pudding.
I was.
And then I was like... But,
and then you... Yep, you've started the ball. That's how
really
they start, man.
He was poisoned?
No, he had cancer.
Oh. Did you just totally get me?
Yes, I did.
It's about time, dude.
I owed you, dude.
It's show 32.
You trounced me with that story about the nails in the head the other week. What can I say?
Is this a suicide?
Whatever. You know, I've had a lot of contact. Ben is miming the shooting of nails into his own skull at the moment. Very exciting. We talked at the very beginning of the show about two guys being animals and how they sort of found us at random and contact. And I've gotten some great contact through the website. There was another gentleman whom I do not know. I don't know who he is, but he sent me his death pool roster because he wanted in on the fun. And I had to explain to him, as I have to a few listeners who wanted to get in, who've come to the show later, that sorry, it was closed as of January 1st.
You can't place your bets after kickoff.
That is correct. But we'll be doing it next year because when it gets rocking, it gets rocking.
Oh, yes.
People are very excited. That's death pool news. I'm kind of excited.
I know. You're winning.
Yeah. Yeah. It was one of my uniques, too. Very, very excited about that.
I like winning. I am a trapezoid. By Zachary Gaynor. Me. I am a trapezoid from the planet Square. It's an honor to meet you. Please don't touch my vertices. No, it's okay. You didn't know. Can somebody get this kid off of me? I'm not a toy. I'm from a parallelogram universe. Why are you laughing? It's true. I'm so lonely, so squared, I mean scared.
I wonder what that young man was like in high school.
Oh my God.
Or middle school.
I can't
even
imagine.
Better. Middle school.
Yes.
You know what I was like in middle school?
A bummer?
Yes. I was a bummer.
Super serious.
I was just thinking about a VHS pick.
Ooh.
Which I have not written down. This is a spontaneous pick.
Beautiful.
This is a pick that my family, it's like a cult, it's a total cult thing because it did nothing in the theater.
It's like Drop Dead Fred from last
now,
week.
And then once it got to video, and it's still pretty thin slice of the pie, like UHF.
Yes.
The Weird Al movie.
Yes.
My family, this is like my family's movie. Like
really?
We have seen this movie a lot of times.
Huh.
And for some reason, I don't know, my parents and we just think it's really funny.
Weird Al.
And it's got a lot of greatness.
It really does.
Yeah.
I remember hearing him,
Twinkie Wiener Sandwich.
Oh.
I could quote so much of that.
Seriously.
Movie. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Big Edna. Big Edna.
Stanley Spadowski.
Totally,
right?
Totally.
Kramer.
Before, that was his. That was before he was anybody knew who he was.
Yeah.
Right?
That before anyone knew he was a racist. Michael Richards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a big Weird Al fan. Like I said, the first CD I ever bought was Weird Al's
right.
Off the Deep End.
That's right.
And I remember him. I remember seeing him in an interview talking about UHF and like it was released. he's talking about how it was so dismal in the theaters, and it was released like in the summer of 80 something, the same day as like an Indiana Jones movie, and I think like a Batman was that week or the next. Like, it was just no chance anyone was gonna go see it.
It was probably the first Batman, the one with Nicholson, and
it's very possible.
I think that's around the right time.
That was a good one. I got to see that in the theaters. It was PG-13, and I was like nine, I think.
Kim Basinger.
My parents took me.
Right?
Basinger.
I can quote a lot of that movie, too.
That's a good movie.
I think I've discussed this on the show, that I saw the VHS of Batman approximately 240,000 times. Mm.
What's the movie you've seen the most? Have we had this conversation?
I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah?
I think that's the one. Because it was the first movie we ever got. That we owned. And so we just watched it over and over and over and over. Like, we'd come home from school and put it on and just watch it every day, over. Those weird little laughing ball things.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like, what the hell?
I don't know.
And then, like, they were selling them at gas stations and stuff.
Yeah,
what
you're
is
right.
That?
You're
like,
right.
What?
Why is that even there?
Doing.
Yeah. Jack Nicholson. I love him.
Must be something from the comic book.
Jim Brewer, the comedian, tells a funny story about how he was on an elevator with Jack Nicholson one time, and he does a pretty good Jack impression, and it was just like, it was 3 a.m., and he was just like exhausted. I think he was in Vegas, and just like tore up, worn out, whatever, and he's on his way up to his room, and Jack Nicholson comes in the elevator, sunglasses on, of course, inside at 3 in the morning.
His eyebrows are way up.
And he's just, Brewer's just standing there like, oh my God, that's Jack Nicholson. Oh my God. And he's just like haggard and just whatever. And Jack comes on, cool as a cucumber, goes up, door opens. Jack walks out first because Jim's got another floor to go to. And he stops, turns around, lowers his eyeglasses down to his nose and just goes, "You look like I feel." Puts his glasses back on and takes off. Like, what?
That's awesome.
Man, he is the coolest fucking guy, dude, ever. Ever.
That's solid. I love it.
Okay, I should probably have Rachel call and tell the story, but I won't. Rachel, who lives in the same house with Megan and I, she is nanny to a famous person. And she was in New York a few weeks ago because he was playing a show there. And she was in the hotel, and there were a bunch of other famous people at this hotel as well.
Because,
you know, they all hang out at the same place. So she's in the elevator, and she's going up, and who walks in but Kevin Spacey walks into the elevator with Rachel. And she's just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like, wow, this guy's cool. And so
he is cool. He's one of my favorites, dude.
She's met a ton of famous people, like uber famous people. Yeah. And she said this is the first time she's ever been really nervous.
Yeah.
So he walks in and she's like, hey, you know what? Hey, what floor? And he's just like, four, please. Hits four. And she just looks at him and she's like, I'm on seven. Just like, like, what?
In case you wanted to stop by later.
Like,
something.
Were you just an ass to Kevin Spacey? You'd be like, oh, four? That's cute. Yeah, I'm on the seventh floor.
Oh, I thought you meant she didn't know what else to say.
No,
she was like,
No, she was just
she
like,
she was trumping him?
Yeah. Like, really?
We're on the top floor.
Actually, on seventh, though. That's cute. Four.
See,
whatever.
I think my response would be uncontrollable laughter and possibly the phrase, dude, you rule.
Yeah, I know.
And that's all I'd be able to do.
I know. There are a few people. Like, I met a few famous people, and it's been, you know, hey, what's up? Like, you have a really cool job, but whatever. You're just a dude. But Kevin Spacey. The ref's Kevin Spacey?
Yeah. That's why we may not be able to interview famous people on this show. Unless I just sit here. You could do it. I'd just sit here and laugh.
I have a video Prozac. I actually have two.
What?
Video Prozacs.
Don't take these back to back, listener.
Yeah, you might want to
become dizzy.
You might want to, yeah. You might want to space this out a little bit. Kevin, Spacey this out, if you will. The first one, you heard me. The first one, I was online and I found this, and I had like an emotional response to this. Like, I thought it was so awesome. It's called inbflat.net. And what it is it's a page with maybe like, I don't know, 12 or 15 small YouTube windows. And they're about maybe like 2 minutes long each. And you can play all of them or at once or at different times. But it's people recording music in B flat, and there's no real tempo to it, but there's xylophones and there's spoken word, and like somebody on a Nintendo DS is making sounds. There's bass, guitar, and clarinet and trumpet. Like this dude's playing clarinet in a stairwell. Like it's awesome. And you play these things at different times, and it's just a sort of electronica almost type of thing. There's a few electronic instruments in there. Man, it was so rad.
That is
and
really
you can
cool.
mix volumes because they're each in their own YouTube player, and
It's
totally rad.
So I've seen a YouTube video of a bunch of splices of stuff that gets overlapped that's all in the same key.
Right.
That was pretty cool. But this is like you can actually mix it.
You control. Huh. Yeah, you can stop and start.
Sweet.
And yeah, and you can submit too. That's the cool thing.
Nice.
They kind of have some guidelines on how to submit, but you can record
like
yourself
singing the words grapesofrad.com in B flat.
Yes. Very possible. Inbflat.net.
Inbflat.
Also, because this is a YouTube twofer, are you familiar with the site YouTube.com?
No.
YOOOUUTUUUBE.com.
Automatic awesome right there.
I guess one of the most popular videos on it is that remix that somebody did of Alice. They took video, audio and video from Disney's Alice in Wonderland and kind of put a beat to it and made this cool thing. Anyway, the site is...
Sounds like a druggy thing to do.
This is very much... yeah, this is very much for stoned people, but it's awesome sober,
That's
too.
That's why it's called YouTube.
There's a ton of windows on your screen. It's a little bit hard to describe, but each window is a different frame, and it just updates each frame as it goes along. So it's this weird, like, the screen is full of slightly different images, but if you follow the lead one, it's playing the video, and you can zoom in and zoom out and pan across. Like it's really odd, but it's awesome. And the coolest thing about it is you can enter an address for like one of your favorite YouTube videos and watch it like this.
Oh, so it breaks down the video and then kind of chunks it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to describe, like, but listener, check it out.
Sounds cool.
We'll have a link on the links page, maybe to the Alice in Wonderland one, because that's pretty awesome.
Or Alice in Chains. They're going back on tour.
Shoot.
It's kind of weird.
Are they really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Excuse me. new singer.
Yeah, clearly.
Which was kind of the one really unique thing about the band. So I'm having a hard time. It's like, did you hear Elvis is going back on tour? It's just they got a different singer. Like,
who knows?
Try not to kill yourself.
Hello. Grapes of Rad.
Lame.
Apparently Joanna thinks this is lame. We're actually just calling you right now to leave you a happy Cinco de Mayo message. Not too exciting, but it is Cinco de Mayo, and I know that there's a... I just dropped my DUI lighter. I just want to wish you guys a happy night.
Give me the number.
It's a night of freedom.
Give me the number.
It's a night of, we can start fresh tonight, and basically just go from the beginning, and it's gonna be a world. Night of world peace. My wife is driving me nuts right now. She's driving me goddamn nuts, and this is ridiculous. Joanna, why don't you be quiet right now? I'm on the phone leaving a message. I'm leaving a fucking message right now. No, this is, you know, you think this is a big joke right now, but it's, I'm serious as hell, and this is, these are my friends, these are my friends that I'm talking to, you just leave me alone. So, anyways, guys, this is a happy Cinco de Mayo. I'm sorry about the interruptions, and I hope you guys are just enjoying the evening. Happy freedom to all Mexicans. Good night.
Hey guys, this is Joanna Williams, John's wife, and he just left a kind of random message for you. This is Cinco de Mayo, and we went out and celebrated our Cinco de Mayo at El Serape, where else, in Shelton. And our waiter came back and brought us these just massive margaritas and said to us, made with lots of tequila. Lots of tequila. And so here we are. It's what time is it? 11 o'clock. Not quite 11 o'clock on a Tuesday night. And John's wanting to stay up and leave you guys messages. So I just thought I'd come and clarify about the random message that John just left you guys. I hope you guys had a great Cinco de Mayo, and we'll be talking to you later. Bye.
Prisioneros a los cuatro principales hace sus siestas ataca a la bestia con sus puñales pero no logra matar.
One more white American asserting that Cinco de Mayo is the day of Mexican independence.
I love it.
Which it is not. It is the day of drinking of mas tequila, and that is the important part.
But I heard not in Mexico. I heard like Cinco de Mayo is basically
I'm talking about us.
American thing.
Yeah, they're like, what? Irrelevant.
Well, you can celebrate. Why not pick a day to celebrate the freedom of Mexicans?
Yeah, I don't know what their Independence Day is.
I don't know.
Do we have a listener in Mexico?
Listener?
Do we have any Mexican listeners?
Well, I don't know. We have an Aguirre. Tim Aguirre.
I thought he was Italian. I thought it was Aguirre.
Aguirre.
What the hell?
A pasta fazool. That was the worst Italian I've ever done, by the way.
Yeah. And now it's been recorded. And you can't take it back.
Sad.
It's like the voicemail. Listener, there's no delete button. Call the voicemail and throw that voicemail into the void that is the internet.
Yes!
You cannot get it back. It is not a boomerang.
I'll tell you what, we have some kick-ass listeners who share some pretty intimate details, be it voicemail or, in this case, Twitter.
All right.
Earlier this week, listener Ryan in Shelton had himself a vasectomy. And live tweeted the process on Twitter, and it was pretty amazing. He sort of confessed halfway through that, like, this is a really good way to distract him from what's going on right now. But apparently the doctor was like way in, like, just fascinated by what was going on. Like, he just thought it was hilarious that this guy was like stitching up left side, you know. Pretty awesome. So, Ryan, man, this is some balls.
Speaking of balls, can we get a poll update?
Oh, yeah. Let's find out.
How are we doing? One thing that the listener should know about this show is that Mr. Aaron Mason, as I mentioned from time to time, does a lot of work behind the scenes. He adds the music. He adds the voicemails. He does the editing. and he often edits the content on the website, grapesofrad.com, which is there for your enjoyment. He does emails, he does all kinds of stuff, so this is really Aaron's work. And occasionally, the upside to this is that he can post things that I don't know about, that I find out about after the fact, such as a poll on our website asking... What's the question exactly?
Who sounds like they have bigger genitals?
Who's just to make sure that we don't skate through an episode of The Grapes of Rad without mentioning junk in some form. Who does, according to the listener?
Well, 52% of the listener, I am happy to say, have selected me as sounding like they have bigger genitals, and 48% have selected you, Ben. Out of 23 votes on this poll, which is the most we've had so far.
Not a super wide sample. On the other hand, it doesn't specify what type of genitals. It may be that 52% of
like
the listener
bigger vag.
Think that you have a huge vagina. Listener, can you confirm or deny this?
Very, very possible.
Gotcha.
I do think my theory on this, however, and the reason it's so, see, I thought it'd be funny. You mentioned too to me earlier that you thought it'd be funny if it was this blowout, like,
oh yeah,
you know, like 94% Ben, yeah. You know, and I get like 6% of the vote. Like, that'd be funny. My theory is people got to the poll and were like, oh, poor, you know, poor Aaron is behind, so I'm gonna vote for him.
They root for the underdog.
Underdog.
Underjunk.
Underdog. That sounds like a funny name, like a funny term for penis. My underdog. Yeah.
Like it's your dog.
Yeah. It's my underdog. It's not like,
dude,
my dog.
Is that the vocab for the week?
Why not? Underdog. We're discovering.
Just happened.
It just happened. It's organic. The show is very, very
live
organic.
In Studio
process.
B.
Studio.
We weren't expecting that to happen.
No, we weren't.
But
unplanned.
It did.
Unplanned majesty, I like to call it.
Guys, that's what I call my junk. Dude, how old are we? Like,
I know.
No, really, how old are I?
Jeez. It's great. It's great. I don't care. I'm unashamed.
I'm pretending like I care because it's funnier.
I laugh at farts. See?
That would be a good t-shirt.
I laugh at farts. I like that.
Dude.
Dude indeed.
Dude.
Before we get to That's Messed Up, I have a little story that I would like to share. It was in the news recently. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Andy, who listens to the show, submitted it via Facebook. Tuesday, Oprah said that she would give out free chicken to everybody at KFC. They were doing, yeah. And millions of people went to the KFC website to download the coupon, but they were having some major problems. And not only did the site crash, so people couldn't even get coupons, but those who had coupons and went to KFC's couldn't get any chicken. They were like, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. Like,
yeah,
you're taking all our chicken, yeah. Right?
Nice move, guys.
So The Gothamist, which is a site that covers stuff going on in New York, had this to say. I love New York because people don't give a shit. Like, if they show up for free chicken, you better give them their goddamn chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
There's no politeness involved.
Gothamist.com reports a possible sit-in taking place at the KFC on 42nd Street. An email sent to the Gothamist reads as follows. I went over to the nearest KFC a few minutes ago, and chaos ensued. Despite the very visible grilled chicken behind the register, the manager told everyone with coupons to leave and that the promotion was over for the day. The people there are currently holding a sit-in and refusing to leave until they get their free chicken or the cops are called. Racial epithets were being spewed.
Oh my goodness.
People who actually wanted to pay for chicken were facing a potential beatdown. And the manager ran screaming from the horde.
Wow!
Oprah, what hath ye wrought?
NYC!
Yeah, dude.
Represent. You... Oh. Oprah is not a promotional tool to toy with.
No.
Oprah is basically a flamethrower, and you better be ready when you aim her at something.
That's why I want to get stickers made that look like Oprah's book club stickers, but in fact, when you look closely, look like grapes.
Mm.
And it's the Grapes of Rad book club, and you can stick it on books that are awesome.
And as we know,
like World War Z,
from past incidents, when you get sued by somebody famous for being awesome, it yes. only helps.
Yes, there's no negative publicity.
What's she gonna do?
That is messed up.
That's messed up.
I think that's my favorite one.
Yeah, me too.
I like that one a lot.
Played it a few times.
Let me take you over to Pontiac, Michigan.
Huh.
This is a story involving a class, a gun safety class.
Oh, no.
Specifically, a gun safety class for those who want to carry a concealed weapon.
Okay.
And gain their concealed weapons permit.
Okay.
Which is kind of crazy when you think about it, first of all, that you can even do that.
Yes.
Like, you can get a piece of paper that says it's okay for you to walk around with a hidden firearm.
Yes. Agreed.
Let me add to this list of of story here. The guy who's teaching the class is 74.
There, what?
Okay. So,
been around the block.
Investigators said that the 74-year-old teacher accidentally discharged a bullet from a 38 caliber Smith & Wesson revolver at about 4:30 p.m. Tuesday during a class in Oakland County. The bullet ricocheted off a table and struck a 52-year-old student in the face.
What?
Police said a Michigan concealed weapons teacher accidentally shot a student in the face during a demonstration.
What?
The teacher told investigators he thought the gun...
No.
Now, what do you think I'm going to say?
Thought the gun was wasn't loaded.
I wish. He thought the gun was loaded with plastic bullets.
What?
Police said the shooting is being treated as an accidental... And no charges have been filed.
Dude!
The student was taken to Troy Beaumont Hospital to receive treatment for non-life-threatening injuries, which is amazing.
Whoa.
Considering he got nailed
in the fucking face! This is like that story with the guy who got beat up in the back of the ambulance. The last place I expect to be shot in the goddamn face is at a gun safety course. By the instructor.
Number one, you are super old. You should not be carrying a gun. You should not be teaching anyone how to do anything. You should be sitting at home watching reruns of The Price is Right, eating potato chips. Number two, if it was a plastic bullet, does that make it okay to fire inside the fucking classroom? What the fuck is going on? It's a gun safety class, for crying out loud! Like, the point is that you don't shoot guns unless you want to kill somebody, right? Like, if it had, what would be okay about that? If it had been plastic, what would be okay about that? Does it not hurt to get hit with a plastic bullet traveling 800 feet per second in the face? You are fired. You are the worst gun safety teacher ever.
That's it.
The only way you could make this any worse is if the victim hadn't been 52. At least he was an older guy. My dad got shot in the face this weekend. Really? Yeah, he was at a gun safety course.
Huh?
What?
A gun accidentally went off? No, the teacher purposefully shot a gun at a table in the gun safety class, and it ricocheted and hit my dad in the face. Well, why did the teacher shoot a gun in class? Oh, he thought it had plastic bullets in it. Oh, now it makes sense. Take your plastic bullets down to the Walmart and trade them in for plastic brass knuckles. Plastic knuckles?
Plast knuckles. Beautiful. A boss and his secretary, who were having an affair, saw their romantic tryst interrupted in a wince-inducing manner. According to the reports, the 30-year-old woman was performing oral sex on her boss in a car in a Singapore park when the car was struck by a reversing van. The impact caused her to bite the man's penis off. Just in case this wasn't already bad enough for those involved, the incident was observed by a private detective who had been sent by the woman's husband to catch them. He described, this is the investigator, described how, shortly after parking, the car started to, quote, shake violently, but then was hit by the van. He said the woman screamed loudly with her mouth covered in blood. The investigator then called an ambulance to take the man to the hospital, and I hope I never hear this phrase again in my life. Everybody hurts. His lover followed him there with part of his penis.
That is the most fucked up story I've ever heard. Like, I...
Like, you know how every time, well...
You can't bust that out at a party.
No.
You can't be like, no, dude. Seriously, one time...
Hey, Eddie, tell that story about the time that you got your dick bit off.
Oh, by a dog? Like a police dog? No, secretary.
No, that time your secretary was giving you head... And your parked car got struck by a van, and she clamped down.
That just makes my nuts hurt, dude.
Like,
human teeth aren't that sharp.
No.
They're
no.
not.
Nope.
Oh, I don't feel good. I can't go on.
My stories get worse, if that helps.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Provo, Utah.
Yes.
Provo police are investigating a bizarre incident this week. A van parked in a residential neighborhood with a sign on it reading "Free Candy Inside."
Jesus.
The white van was parked on a neighborhood street in front of a home. No one on the street knew who the van belonged to, and the neighbors were worried about the sign posted in the back window.
Which is good, I think.
Yeah.
Adults looked inside and did not see any candy, but they did see a mattress and some clothes in the back of the van. Police were called to investigate. Officers tracked down the van's owner, who was a college-age student. He told officers he put the sign up a few days ago as a part of a prank with his friend. Officers say the man was very cooperative with investigators and was actually embarrassed by what happened. So much so he drove to the police station to show officers the sign was down. The man is apparently staying with some relatives within walking distance of the neighborhood where the van was parked, and at times lives in the van. Police say, if nothing else, the situation is a good reminder for parents to talk to their children about stranger danger.
Wait, Okay, wait. I don't know what's worse. The fact that there was no candy in the van, or the fact that they just kind of glossed over this guy, like, nothing is happening to him. Like, it's a joke. It's a joke. Like, I've seen To Catch a Predator.
Just kidding.
And it's always, I'm just kidding.
Fine. It's cool.
Oh,
look, I took
God.
The sign down.
Listener Nick, how do you feel about this story? He left a voicemail weeks ago about how his job is to replenish vending machines, and a bunch of kids ran over when they saw his truck and thought he had ice cream, and he's like, no, it's not ice cream, it's candy. So now Nick is the guy who drives the white van full of candy.
The white van probably with no windows.
God damn, Utah.
They should have burned the guy's van to the ground. Like, we know you haven't actually done anything. Like, we don't have any evidence, but we're burning your van.
Yeah.
And we're inviting all the neighborhood kids to come watch. This is what happens.
This is what happens.
Put free candy signs in.
See what happens, Larry? You see what happens?
We don't have any fingerprints. We don't have a victim, but we're burning your shit.
God damn it. I have a story from listener Nick that he submitted to us, speaking of Nick.
All right.
But I'm gonna interject a shorter one first. My favorite state in the union, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Batshit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's going on in Florida. A door-to-door dentist.
anything from this point
where
on.
Where does it go from
it's
here?
It's gonna be awesome.
Is accused of doing much more than pulling teeth. Florida deputies say that he groped a female patient in Osceola County after he drugged her up.
Oh, man.
It does not appear that Luis Figueroa Vasquez is even a licensed dentist.
Weird.
Surprise. And cops say he didn't act like one either. He's accused of drugging one of his would-be patients and then taking advantage of her sexually. The victim believes he used some sort of anesthetic that would be used as a dentist office, but she's not sure. Time out. You don't know what the door-to-door dentist is giving you?
The problem begins before that.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody comes to your house saying they're doing anything. Does anyone come to your house to do anything?
Negative.
No.
Nope.
I've got two people that have come to my house. I've got Jehovah's Witnesses, and I've got somebody from the
Census Bureau?
Yes. That's it.
Yes.
Okay? And I assume that they're lying. Like, no, you can't come inside. No, you can't give me any drugs. No, you can't, like, fill my teeth or anything. You're not a dentist, and I can tell because I'm at my house. That's how I know.
No. Here's another way you can tell.
I'm at my house!
Detectives say this gentleman worked out of a pickup truck.
Shit!
Inside, they found plenty of dental equipment, including the drugs they say he used to take advantage of his patients. And in the back of the truck, they found a makeshift dental chair that looked more like a glorified lawn chair. This gentleman told investigators he's a real dentist, but in Peru. There are no records yet to support that, but investigators say there's no way he should be practicing in Florida out of the back of a pickup truck, even if he didn't assault his patients. Here's the deal. Ben, I think, put it quite eloquently moments ago. When if someone comes to your house claiming to offer medical services, you might not want to bite. Okay. Also, if their office is the back of a pickup truck,
not a box van,
not a box van. I've heard it happening at rental storage facilities like Florida. What is happening? And
This is my favorite song.
It's scary to go to the dentist. You gotta trust the person, right? To go to their place and do it is a little bit off-putting. Maybe that's why. She was like, well, if I can just...
No, no.
If I can just...
No, no. She's an idiot. That's why. That's why this story has anywhere to go other than a guy pretending to be a dentist knocked on a door offering services, and the homeowner immediately called the police, and the gentleman was arrested. The only reason that isn't the story is because this woman is retarded.
Florida, there are a few things you can do at your front door with people you don't know. You can receive mail and packages.
Yes.
You can buy candy bars.
Yes.
And you can receive food deliveries such as pizza or possibly Chinese food.
Yes.
That is it. Do not do anything else with anyone for any reason.
No.
Hey, Ben and Aaron, this is James Hetfield from Metallica. I just wanted to say thanks a lot. The last episode was great. I really liked it a lot. Some of my buddies down here in San Francisco gave me your link, and man, I really love it. I've only been listening for about a month and a half, but man, I really like it. Anyway, keep on doing the good work, and I'll see you next time.
Dude, this one is awful.
Okay.
And it's pretty short. It's in England.
Mm-hmm.
This 11-year-old kid hangs himself.
Oi.
Which is, I think it's okay for me to talk about because I was suicidal as an 11-year-old.
Right.
There's an empty energy drink can on the floor of his room.
Okay.
His dad is blaming the energy drinks.
What?
His parents say he always did well in school when he was off the drinks, but they think the energy drinks caused his suicide. And at first I'm like, no, you're wrong. You caused his suicide.
Yes, you are the worst parents ever.
But then I'm like, I think about myself as an 11-year-old, and if I had had these kind of energy drinks, I probably would have killed myself. It just wouldn't have been by hanging. It would have been like running until my heart blew up. Like, I was so hyperactive sometimes. Like, yeah, can you imagine having Red Bull as like a 12-year-old or like an 11 and just being like...
No. 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 I can't imagine.
This guy killed himself. It's so awful.
Jesus.
And then I love the parents. The parents in these... Oh.
It was the video games.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's why he did it.
It's that Marilyn Manson. No, you guys are... You're fucking idiots. I'm sorry. This is an... Okay, this is an unfortunate incident, but this needs to be addressed. Unfortunate things happen, right? Suicide, it's a sad thing. It's an unfortunate. But the reason it's messed up is because there is no responsibility. It's always somebody else's fault. It's always, it could never be the parent. Oh, it's not the parents. It's these damn TVs and these movies and these musics. And forget the, like Columbine, right? That was a big, deal. Those kids walked into school and shot up a bunch of people and then ended up killing themselves. Oh, it's not the fact that like, their parents had a fucking arsenal in their garage and the police showed up later and there was bomb making, like there were bombs in these people's garages. No, no, no. It's not the fact that you don't talk to your children. It's clearly the style of music that they listen to. Lick my balls.
It's because he was licking your balls. That's why he did it.
Episode 32 is like Bitch Fest 09. You fucking idiots! You guys are dumb!
Everyone is dumb.
There's a chance that this story, again, submitted to me by listener Nick.
Thank you,
listener Nick. There's a chance that this story is more effed up than the one you just told me.
Oh, no.
And it's an article that was written that quotes several different articles, so I'm not going to try and tell the story. I'm just going to let it speak for itself. You'll understand.
I'm going to close my eyes and
understand
what
I'm saying.
I'm right here.
Back in 2005, radical right-wing proto-fascist Christian Neil Hornsley admitted to Fox News anchor Alan Combs that he had, at the age of 11 in 1955, engaged in unlawful carnal knowledge, which is sex, with a mule. That fact hasn't stopped him from announcing that he is running for governor. Hornsley. Absolutely. I was a fool. When you grow up on a farm in Georgia, your first girlfriend is a mule. Alan Combs. I'm not so sure that is so. You didn't grow up on a farm in Georgia, did you? Are you suggesting that everybody who grows up on a farm in Georgia has a mule as a girlfriend? It has historically been the case. You people are so far removed from the reality. Welcome to domestic life on the farm. This next bit, catch your breath, Ben is stunned. This is from the Daily Kos, which is a political blog, where they did an interview with this guy. We're talking about the mule now? Yes, he says, the mule. A small mule, I ask? No, a full-grown mule, he says. She loved me, though.
Oh my God.
We both laugh, but I'm still trying to figure out the logistics. How big is this thing? The size of a horse, he says. All I had to do was give her an ear of corn, he laughs again.
Oh my God.
She was a, and they in bracket put prostitute, mule. How did you reach? I don't know. I stood on something. The kicker is, as soon as I was done, she pissed all over me. It was embarrassing. I've never told anyone that before. I'm gonna stop for a minute. Because Ben is twitching. And I have to recap what's happening here. I'm reading these things, these disgusting, awful things, not because they happened. Like, yeah, that's pretty messed up. That happens at all. But the fact that this gentleman is confessing to these things in national media and is now running for governor of Georgia on a religious platform.
And he's managed to do one of the great right-wing tricks, which is, if you disagree with anything I've ever done or said, it's because you just don't understand our small town. Fucking a mule, dude!
Not only that, but Horsley has had sex with men. He was in the Air Force. It was a cold night, yada, yada, yada. He had sex with him, the way he did with the mule. It was gross, he said. That part's gross.
Didn't say that about the mule.
No. No. Him getting pissed on by a mule after he fucked it is embarrassing. Having sex with a man is gross.
Faith in humanity. Just got stabbed in the throat.
Thank you, listener Nick. That's one of the most messed up things I've heard in a long time.
We better have
some
happy music playing right now, because I'm about to cry. I was on our iTunes page the other day.
Yes.
And I noticed that we had gotten another sparkling review from a listener.
Yeah, that was very nice.
I don't know who that person is, but I love getting those iTunes reviews. So if you're sitting there at home and you're thinking, how could I help out these grapes? That's one way. You could also tell a friend. You could also subscribe to the show and then some other show that's not like a Christian show.
Yeah, what is that about?
Pretty much all of our listeners, like on the iTunes page, all the other listeners also subscribe to it. It's just like
it's
list
Mark
of
fucking
like
Driscoll.
Youth.
Such a shithead, that guy. So pissed.
Dude, I couldn't have said anything.
Also, if you guys have any stories for us, like that's messed up, or if anything happens, there's a contact page on the site. Send us an email. Or if you wanna, if you're on Twitter, direct message us. Ways where we're not telling everybody at once is good, because then we can surprise everybody with the show, and we'll give you, we'll give you mad credit. Holla at Two Guys Being Animals. Check them out.
Yeah,
they said
yeah,
some very nice things about us, and the, they have a great show. They're on iTunes.
iTunes as well.
We're gonna link to them.
We love you guys. Thanks a lot. That was show number 32.
Time out. The how-to special is coming, and I want you all to be ready for it.
That was the Grapes of Rad.
Paging Mr. Herman. Mr. Herman, you have a telephone call at the front desk.
A little bag of bones been out all night. Little bag of bones been out all night. Can't hear 'em scratching at the screen door. Can't hear 'em scratching at the screen door. Little bag of bones been out all night. He needs some petting and loving on his hand. He needs some petting and loving on his rain soaked hide. He's circling around my ankle. He's circling around my ankle. He needs some petting and loving on his hide. Kitty, won't you come inside?
Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it.
Meow, 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 meow. A pussy purring and looking so satisfied. A pussy purring and looking so satisfied. I'm lost in his little yellow round eye. Lost in his little yellow round eye. Pussy purring and looking so satisfied. Kitty rap and scratch me through my jeans. Kitty rap and scratch me through my jeans. Fuck you, kitty, y'all gonna spend the night. Fuck you, kitty, y'all gonna spend the night. Fuck you, kitty, y'all gonna spend the night. Outside! Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty in my foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty in my foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty in my foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty in my foot and I want to touch it. Touch it. I wanna 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 touch it.
Hey guys, this is listener down in Shelton. Really awkward moment this week that I had, and I want to tell you about it. So I was going down to pay my taxes at the Mason County Auditor.
Dude, you're a liar! Call me!
And then I wrote...
Was it you?
I wrote Mason County, and it was so embarrassing.
I call you!
I got found out. Oh, well. Have fun recording tomorrow, guys. See you later.